It is good to have your company. Thank you for being here with me today. I'm Kate, and this time on a Thursday, whenever I have a story from you about one of those moments that make life in a small town just the best, well, this is when we share them. We're going to share one today for I Love This Town. I had been exchanging email communications with Judy from Boonville, completely separate topics. We had talked a few times over the past year or so, but then the fire in Boonville happened, what, a week or so ago. And Judy wrote to me. She said that the next day she realized that it was becoming devastating. Here's what Judy wrote. Hi, Kate. I can't believe how devastating this fire has become. The Pick and Pay, laundromat, La Cantina and Lisby's restaurant, and several apartments are just ruined beyond repair. Two of the business owners lost their homes as well as their businesses. I can't even imagine the loss. I had planned to attend a food bank fundraiser downtown that night with a gal pal, and we ended up walking halfway there. Looking at the scene was so eerie. It left me feeling speechless and helpless. It was, however, heartening to see that the original food bank holiday event was quickly turned into a fundraiser for fire victims. Rooms at the hotel were opened up to those who lost their homes, and the firefighters were fed. It's nice to see the community opening up their hearts to those who lost so much. And then the next day, Judy went to the fire station. She said, I've had this mental block when it comes to dealing with my late husband's personal things, but I thought maybe some of his clothes could be of use to people affected by the fire. Clothing donations are usually kind of iffy, but he had some nice winter wear, so I went down to see what might be needed, and boy, things sure look different in the light of day. Rows of burned items from Pick and Pay, burnt tables and chair legs from the restaurant sticking out of the debris. So sad, but so good to see how things are progressing. It seems the largest issue has been finding permanent housing for those that lost their homes. There's not much available here in the valley, but things are starting to come together. So many people have jumped in to help. There are donation jars almost everywhere, including most of the tasting rooms in the valley. Hopefully, the coming year will bring peace and goodness to all. And yeah, I love this town. Judy, thank you. Judy from Boonville, today's story for I Love This Town.